Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Man Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Chulin Daf Samach Hey, the third parak Eud Treifus. The Zikud Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a Braisa discusses them further. Rabbi Gamliel says that a bird which claws and eats is definitely not kosher. If it doesn't claw and also has an additional toe, has a crop, and its gizzard can be peeled, it's definitely kosher. Melezabah Rabbi Tzadok says, we stretch out a cord to see how it perches. If it parts its feet with two toes in front and two in back, it's not kosher. But if it places three toes on one side and one on the other, it is kosher. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, kol ofa kolot mina avir, any bird which sees its prey from midair is not kosher. Since the Siparta, a kosher bird, also seizes prey in midair, Abaye clarifies, kol et ba'ochel, it seizes and eats its prey in midair. Others say, shalchin im tameim tameh, a bird which dwells with non-kosher birds is not kosher, and one which dwells with kosher birds is kosher. This seems to follow Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the reason that Zarzir went to the Orev is because it is its kind, meaning non-kosher. However, the Gemara concludes that shalchin v'nidmeh, if it dwells with and resembles a non-kosher bird, the Rabbanan agree it's not kosher. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the kosher signs of grasshoppers. Koshi Yeshua Arba Raglaim, any kind which has four walking legs, Va'arba Kanafaim, four wings, Va'kartsuim, and jumping legs, U'knafav Chofin Es Rubo, and its wings cover most of it, is kosher. Rabbi Yossi adds that its name must be Chagav. In defining wings covering Rubo, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rov Arko, the wings must cover most of the grasshopper's length. Some quote Rav's opinion as Rov Hekefo, most of the grasshopper's circumference. Because of these two definitions, Rav Papa said, Hilkach be'inin Rov Arko be'inin Rov Hekefo. Therefore, we require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. And point number three, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah, Arba, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino or Luminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two brises darshan these words. The first brisa from Torah's Kohanim includes another four types of grasshoppers, each of which shares the physical characteristics of one of the mentioned species. For example, the Tziporis Kramim, the vineyard Tziporis, does not have a bald head like its counterpart Arba. This brisa holds the parsha structured as a kla uprat, generalization followed by a specification. So only grasshoppers which have identical features with the prat, the aforementioned species, are kosher. The second brisa from Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva holds this parsha is structured as kla uprat ukla, which allows for including species which are similar to the prat, even if not identical. Rav Acha eventually explains that the species salam is superfluous because it could have been derived from arba and chargol, since it shares their four main characteristics. Therefore, we darshan im eino inyan l'gufo, if it has no application for itself, teneu inyan l'rosho aruch, give it an application for the case of a long-headed grasshopper, teaching that it is also kosher. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a Braisa discusses them further. Rabbi Gamliel says that a bird which claws and eats is definitely not kosher. If it doesn't claw and also has an additional toe, has a crop, and its gizzard can be peeled, it's definitely kosher. Melezabah Rabbi Tzadok says, we stretch out a cord to see how it perches. If it parts its feet with two toes in front and two in back, it's not kosher. But if it places three toes on one side and one on the other, it is kosher. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, kol ofa kolot mina avir, any bird which seizes prey from midair is not kosher. Since the Siparta, a kosher bird, also seizes prey in midair, Abaye clarifies, kolot ba'ochel, it seizes and eats its prey in midair. Others say, shalchin im tameim tameh, a bird which dwells with non-kosher birds is not kosher, and one which dwells with kosher birds is kosher. This seems to follow Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the reason that Zarzir went to the Orev is because it is its kind, meaning non-kosher. However, the Gemara concludes that shalchin v'nidmeh, if it dwells with and resembles a non-kosher bird, the Rabbanan agree it's not kosher. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the kosher signs of grasshoppers. Koshi Yeshua Arba Raglaim, any kind which has four walking legs, Va'arba Kanafaim, four wings, Va'kartsuim, and jumping legs, U'knafav Chofin Es Rubo, and its wings cover most of it, is kosher. Rabbi Yossi adds that its name must be Chagav. In defining wings covering Rubo, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rov Arko, the wings must cover most of the grasshopper's length. Some quote Rav's opinion as Rov Hekefo, most of the grasshopper's circumference. Because of these two definitions, Rav Papa said, Hilkach be'inin Rov Arko be'inin Rov Hekefo. Therefore, we require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. And point me through, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah, Arba, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino or Luminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two brises darshan these words. The first brisa from Torah's Kohanim includes another four types of grasshoppers, each of which shares the physical characteristics of one of the mentioned species. For example, the Tziporis crumim, the vineyard Tziporis, does not have a bald head like its counterpart Arba. This brisa holds the parsha structured as a klal uprat, generalization followed by a specification. So only grasshoppers which have identical features with the prat, the aforementioned species, are kosher. The second brisa from Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva holds this parsha is structured as klal uprat uklal, which allows for including species which are similar to the prat, even if not identical. Rav Acha eventually explains that the species salam is superfluous because it could have been derived from arba and chargol, since it shares their four main characteristics. Therefore, we darshan im eino inyan l'gufo, if it has no application for itself, teneu inyan l'rosho aruch, give it an application for the case of a long-headed grasshopper, teaching that it is also kosher. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Samech Hei, and this Siman was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samech Hei is Seh, sheep. Sheep. So here goes. The flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, away from Grasshopper Village, where four different types of grasshoppers, according to their kind, live. Once again, it's all motion. The flying sheep. Sheep. That must be more on Daf Samech Hei. Seh. The flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a brisa discusses them further. One opinion is, it's kol of hakot mina avir. Any bird which seizes prey from midair is not kosher, and Abai clarifies, and he eats it. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, which reminds us, we learned that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover rubo, the majority. Rav Papa combines two definitions of majority and says, we need rov arko binin rov hekefo. We require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, away from Grasshopper Village, where four different types of grasshoppers, according to their kind, live. Which reminds us, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah, Arba, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino and Luminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two brises darshan these words. So once again, the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, away from Grasshopper Village, where four different types of grasshoppers, according to their kind, live. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Samech Aleph. So the Siman Daf Samech Aleph is a saw. So here goes. The man using a chainsaw. Chainsaw? That must be on Daf Samech Aleph. Saw. The man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds, which reminds us we discussed the four signs of kosher birds, an added toe, a crop, a gizzard, which can be peeled, and it doesn't claw and eat. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher, even though it only had one sign, which reminds us a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher, as derived from the Nesher. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign, and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of taurine flew by in a formation of the word carbon, which reminds us taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon. Daf Samech Beis, so the Siman Daf Samech Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine. Submarine? That must be a Daf Samech Beis. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simen, and settled for those who knew how to identify an orev, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, if one was a bucky in identifying the pairs in Osnia, and all the birds which are also called by their names, which are included in their category, then a bird with only one simen of kashrus is kosher, since he knows it's not a pairs or Osnia. If he's not an expert on these birds, then a bird with one simen is forbidden to him, but he may eat a bird with two simanim, v'hushi yakir orev, provided he can recognize a crow and knows this bird is not an orev. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simen and settle for those who knew how to identify an Orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, which reminds us in one version Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's Lemino, according to its kind, written by Orev, to include Snunis Levana, the white-bellied swallow, as prohibited under the category of Orev. Eliezer was told that people of the Galil HaElyon eat it, but he replied, Avhein asidin liten is a din. They're destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simen, and settle for those who knew how to identify an Orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, while the rest of the crew worked on eight Svekos whose korkabun could only be peeled with a knife, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the eight Svekos whose kurkuman can only be peeled with a knife. Daf Samech Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man riding a segue, that must be on Daf Samech Gimel. The man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby, which reminds us, the Gemara identifies some of the non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah and the basis of their names. Rav Yehuda says the chasida is the white daya, and it's called a chasida because she'osa chasidus im chavrosel, it performs kindness with its fellows. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the number of non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah. When a hunter came up and told him that he had a masorah from his expert hunter Rebbe that the bird riding on the back of the segue was kosher, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Of Tawar Necho B'Masoras, a kosher bird may be eaten based on a tradition of having seen a scrupulous person eat it or having been taught by his teacher or learned hunter. Hunter is believed to say, Of Ze Tawar Masor L'Rabbi, my teacher gave over to me that this bird is kosher, and the Gemara clarifies that his teacher was an expert hunter. Daf Samech Dalad. So the Siman Daf Samech Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. When the secret agents, that must be more on Daf Samech Dalad. When the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, which reminds us, a brisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, which reminds us, one may not purchase eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters since the simanim cannot be discerned. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest. Which reminds us, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, Zorkas Adamba Ochas Ashar, he may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Yirmiya says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster's sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and didn't spread to the other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on Duff. Nunches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a bird that catches and eats its prey in midair is not kosher? That's on daf Samechei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the 4 signs of kosher birds? That's on daf Samechal. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover most of its length and most of its circumference? That's on daf Samechei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the number of non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah? That's on daf Samech Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Torin were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf Samech Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that one may not buy eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters? That's on daf Samech Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that if one was a buck in identifying the pairs in Osnia, then a bird with only one simon of kashrus is kosher since he knows it's not one of them? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the nesher? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the four types of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah and the drush is based on the words limino liminehu? That's on daf Samech Hei. Good. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.